Heroes Never Rest by Nate the Great. It was a beautiful early autumn day at Heights Alliance Dorm Building for Class 2A. The birds were chirping, the felled leaves resting upon the ground, and a 17-year-old boy was running out of the front door muttering,
"I'm late!"
over and over again. The boy's tie was half done, his button shirt not buttoned all the way, and his hair was unkempt. But that was usual for him. That boy's name was Izuku Midoriya, his hero name was Deku, and he was late on his first date. A shout came from inside the dorm building.
"God damn it, Deku! Were you raised in a barn? Close the damn door!"
Izuku, still running and buttoning his shirt, shouted back,
"Sorry, Kachan!"
A blonde hothead stood in the doorway, watching the heroic prodigy accidentally collide into a tree when he wasn't looking. Katsuki chuckled to himself. Izuku, who recovered from his little meeting with a tree that he swore wasn't there before, kept running, leaves crunching under his red shoes and a single thought running through his head.
"Oh, she's gonna hate me for this."
"Oh god, he probably hates me,"
was the thought of Wanachako Uraraka, sitting at a table in Il Ristorante Decente, the semi-fancy restaurant that Yuga suggested, adding to the mystery of whether or not he really was a Frenchman. The memory played in her head.
"Oui, mon charmi. This restaurant is the finest in French cuisine in all of town."
Oddly enough, the restaurant wasn't French. It was Italian.
"Where is he?"
Ochako thought. Bigger matter was at hand. Izuku was 5 minutes late, and the gravity girl was starting to worry. She sighed as she used her phone as a mirror to look at herself. She didn't put much makeup on. She couldn't afford much. Ochako wanted to look her best for this date, for him. She put her phone down on the table and started tugging at her red sweater. It wasn't the best sweater in the world, but it was hers, and she can't say that about a lot of things. It was handed down from her mother.
"Oh, Ochako, sweetie, when he sees you in this, he'll melt. I wore this sweater for years. It's how I managed to catch your father, you know."
Ochako didn't know if that last sentence was sweet or a sign to immediately switch tops.
"Whatever,"
she thought. "Maybe all this anxiety will go away when he shows up."
"If he shows up!"
Another thought flew through her mind.
"Did something happen to him? Is there a big battle and I don't know about it? Or what if he just did this to make fun of me and he doesn't like me at all? Is he who I think he is?"
So many anxious thoughts clouded her mind. She looked up from her phone and out the window, and by a stroke of luck, there he was. Izuku Midoriya, and he...
"Oh no, he's too formal. Oh god. Does he not get what formal casual is? He does look cute, though."
Her gaze followed his every step. A nervous smile crept onto her face, and her cheeks reddened.
"He actually showed up! Oh god. Now I have to talk to him. Alone. For hours. Oh boy."
With each step Izuku took, his heart beat twice as fast.
"Oh my god, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this."
His thoughts raced.
"Oh my god, this is not happening. This is not happening. This is not happening."
Her thoughts raced. Izuku stopped in front of the door to the restaurant.
"I can do this. I can do this. I can do this."
The green-haired boy took in a deep sigh and opened the door. Ochako witnessed the door to the restaurant open.
"This is happening, this is happening, this is happening!"
Izuku turned to his left and saw his date.
"Oh my god, she's beautiful. I'm overdressed, aren't I?"
"God, he's cute."
Izuku shook off his shock and started to walk towards the table. His head was in the clouds. For one reason or another, he was confident. You can see it in his smile and his walk. He can do this. He's going to have the best day ever today with a girl he likes so much. Unfortunately, as fate would have it, the boy's right foot hit his left and became entangled with each other, starting his fall. A thought raced through his mind.
"I can't do this.
This is not happening."
Ochako watched in horror as her date hit the floor hard.
Deku!
She cried as she got out of her chair.
Are you okay?
She bent down to grab his arms.
Yeah, I'm okay.
He groaned as he started to get up.
Sorry about that.
He cut himself off when he realized he and Ochako's faces were only centimeters apart. If his face wasn't red enough from that embarrassing fall, right now it's redder than the red curtains that lined the windows in the restaurant. Izuku wasn't the only one who was blushing, however, as Ochako was somehow worse. It was common for her to have a small light blush whenever she was around Izuku, but today is different. Her face started to burn up like it never had before. The same thought infected both minds.
So close!
The pair felt like the world around them disappeared. Izuku could see every stroke of blush on her cheeks, while Ochako can count every freckle on his cheeks. After the blushing came the stammering.
Hey,
said Izuku.
Hi, Deku,
said Ochako. An awkward silence fell upon the not-yet-official couple. Neither of them have been on a date before. Is there usually this much blushing and awkwardness? These thoughts zoomed through their minds because what was only seconds for the world felt like years for the young heroes.
I thought this was a French restaurant,
said the flustered boy, breaking the silence. Ochako blinked.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Two student heroes finally got up on their feet and sat down. Finally the date started, and the great debate of the most mysterious student in the class, Yuga Aoyama. However, the flamboyant classmate wasn't all that they talked about. Izuku embarrassingly told the reason why he was so late and looked so formal. They both talked about school, internships and their summer vacations. All the nice stuff. They ordered their food. Both of them ordered a basic plate of spaghetti and meatballs. They didn't eat Italian, not French, food a lot, and this was their safest bet. The restaurant was plastered with a dark red wallpaper. Italian quotes adorned the walls. The table even had a map of Italy on it. Again, definitely not France. Eventually they got their food after a small wait. As they were eating, they both remembered the prep that went into this day. Ochako went to Momo for advice on how to eat proper, while Izuku consulted Kachan, Shoto, and Ida.
To eat properly, you must have both hands on the table.
Sit up straight, dumbass!
Your napkin dressed over your legs.
Maybe you should make a heart with the food.
To catch any stray food that might fall.
Midoriya, this isn't hard. Just pretend I'm Uraraka and talk to me.
And hold the fork in your right hand and the knife in your left.
This is vital to make this the perfect date.
They each had different experiences.
So, how's Mirio these days?
Shako asked.
I haven't seen him since graduation.
Izuku smiled.
Oh, he's doing great. He joined Mr. Night Eye's former agency, and he's working really well as a hero right now. He has a lot of support gear on since, well, you know, it's been difficult for him, but you know Mirio, he never gives up, and...
Shako just stared at the green-haired prodigy. Some people got annoyed when he muttered, but she found it really cute. There was so much information in that big brain of his, and sometimes he needed to let it all out.
Why is there a car heading toward a... Oh my god!
As if it was second nature to her, Ochako stood up and reached over the table, grabbing a fistful of Izuku's shirt.
Uraraka, what?
The quirk activated and she pulled. Izuku went flying right into her arms. She held onto him tight and jumped back. As she did this, a car flew through the restaurant's window. Glass flew everywhere. Ochako prayed that no shards hit anybody. The various screams of the patrons were dominated by the sounds of heavy metal grinding and crushing in upon itself. The pair hit the ground hard, with Ochako still holding Deku tight.
Ow.
Groaned Izuku.
That was right in my ear. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay.
Shako opened her eyes and was horrified to find that she had somehow landed right on top of Izuku. Specifically, her head was on his chest.
Oh my god, are you kidding me?
Shako looked up at Izuku, his eyes wide open and face red as a tomato. She followed his lead and the two teens stared at each other in heated embarrassment for a moment before Izuku finally stammered,
"We should check for civilian damage."
Shako blinked.
Okay.
Ochako stood up and helped Izuku stand up as well. They checked their surroundings. The car lodged itself into the wall, glass strewn about the floor, the debris of the past destruction laying around. These two needed to get to work. After checking each person who was in the restaurant and checking the driver in the vehicle, it was decided to call emergency services. Making sure that the scene was safe and all civilians were attended to, Izuku and Ochako decided to hit the streets. There they found the culprit, a villain throwing cars into buildings. Izuku and Ochako nodded to each other and headed out to confront the villain. As they ran towards the epicenter of the danger, Izuku pulled out and put on his Air Force gloves from his backpack and threw Ochako her air pressure gauntlets as well.
Did you really bring those to our dinner? And how did you get my gauntlets?
Ochako yelled, still sprinting.
You always gotta be ready for a villain attack, Uraka.
Boy said as he punched the car flying their way.
And I asked May to make spares for your gauntlets just in case your originals break.
You're such a dork.
Ochako laughed as she activated zero gravity, leapt into the sky and started to seemingly fly towards the villain thanks to her air pressure gauntlets.
I'll go on ahead and see what we're up against, and give you the report when you catch up.
Deku pulled out a small earpiece.
Dispatch, this is Student Hero Deku. I need 7 ALS rigs at the address 1977 Coruscant Road, and I need police and pro heroes 2 miles due west of previous address.
As Deku called for backup, Aravity confronted the villain. She recognized the villain from a news report the other night. He called himself Professor Squid. He obtained a mutation quirk of 10 extra extendable arms out of his back. Uravity landed near the rampaging villain.
Halt! I am Student Hero Uravity, and I demand you to cease your attacks.
She bellowed, taking a defensive stance. The villain roared and threw a car at Uravity, which she swiftly dodged.
I don't want to fight, Professor!
Another car flew towards the young hero.
Professor, I strongly suggest...
Yet another one.
That's it!
She yelled and charged the villain. When Deku caught up to Aravity, the battle was already over. Professor Squid was buried under a pile of wreckage with a victorious Aravity standing above.
Villains? Taken care of.
Deku blinked, a little intimidated.
I can see that.
Police arrived and the villain was carted away to jail. The young couple gave their reports to the police chief.
So this villain just happened to attack in the middle of your day?
Yes!
Ochako said, cutting him off.
He threw a car into Il Decente Restaurante down the street.
She said, pointing behind her. The police chief raised an eyebrow.
Oh, the French restaurant.
Izuku and Ochako's faces became stoic upon hearing this question. Pair left the scene after being cleared by the police chief and continued on their way. Even though they got robbed of a nice late lunch, that wasn't going to stop them. Both of them wanted this date badly, and they would be damned if it was ruined. Their next destination was the popular Sega arcade in Mustafu.
So, you've never been to an arcade before, Uraka?
Asked the green-haired boy. Jacko had a small blush on her face.
I mean... I didn't say I never went to an arcade, it's just...
Her face dimmed. Zuku noticed her diminishing mood and panicked.
Well, that's why we're going today, to make up for all those lost days.
He said as he gave a bright smile. Jacko perked up.
Okay.
He murmured and gave a soft smile. The arcade held many joys for the young pair. Even though the lights weren't on, the lights from the games gave the arcade this techno atmosphere. Chako and Izuku spent the next hour going from game to game just having a blast. Chako herself kept coming back to the classic game Flicky, an old Sega game from the pre-Quirk era.
I used to have this game as a kid,
she said when she first laid eyes upon it.
My family couldn't afford any of the new game consoles, so we bought an old and cheap Sega Genesis Mini.
Izuku described the feeling of watching Ochako play Flicky as an out-of-body experience. He knew Ochako was already extremely competitive, remembering back to the first sports festival. But what he was witnessing was otherworldly. What was once a cheerful and bubbly person was now completely unrecognizable as Ochako worked her way to the highest score in the world. She was completely silent, her gaze locked onto the screen. Her reactions to the enemies became lightning fast, as nothing could break her attention towards the game. She even forgot she was on a date. All that mattered was getting past the high score of 10 million, 871,400 points. Zuku got excited for his best friend if she got to 10,870,800 points. She was going to do it! She was going to take the world record! Only one more door to put the flickies in and... The entire row of arcade cabinets were gone, and at the end of the trail of destruction was an unconscious Death Arms. Izuku immediately ran to the pro hero, but Ochako was motionless. She looked down to her hands, still in the same position when the cabinet was still there. She stared at her hands for a lengthy period of time.
God damn it!
She yelled, and immediately ran out the gaping hole in the arcade.
Uraraka, no!
Cried Izuku as he started to run towards his best friend, phone clutched in hand.
Make that 11 ALS rigs, dispatch!
Deku ran out the hole in the wall and made a left. He didn't see the ensuing fight, but he definitely heard it. A roar, a human scream, another roar, and a crash of metal accompanied by a very loud...
Fuck off!
Is Kachan on patrol?
Deku finally made it to the fight, but what he found shook him to his core. Standing on a pile of wreckage, with the setting sun casting a red light behind her, was Aravity, and lying under the pile of wreckage was the villain, the Iguana. Deku looked at his hero partner. Her glare was piercing, her stance menacing. She glowered at the villain trapped underneath her boots in the rubble.
There! Now, think twice before you commit a crime next time, jackass!
Deku stood before the disturbing scene. It wasn't that he was disturbed by Uraraka's sudden outburst of anger. It was more like he'd never seen it before. He made a mental note to write on Uraraka's page to not get between her and a video game. He looked up to his date.
So?
Gravity whipped around and looked down at Deku.
What?
Deku swallowed a lump in his throat.
Wanna go to our picnic?
Gravity blinked a few times and her whole demeanor changed.
Yeah, I think it's time for dinner,
she said with a smile. The picnic location they chose was Dagobah Beach, a seemingly popular date spot since the pollution and debris were all cleared by a mysterious person. They chose a spot that wasn't claimed by any beachgoers and set out the picnic blankets and everything. They didn't plan to go into the water, they just wanted to have a nice view of the sunset as they ate their dinner. Hare looked out towards the water. The sky was a beautiful violet hue.
Hey, Uraraka?
Asked Izuku, who was sitting pretty close to his date. Ochako answered,
Yes, Deku?
Izuku stayed silent, worrying Ochako.
Hey, are you okay?
She asked, taking his hand. Izuku looked down at their entwined hands and blushed.
Oh,
he said.
Do you remember when we first met?
Ochako smiled and gave a small laugh.
Of course I do. How could I forget saving you from an embarrassing fall?
Izuku gave an embarrassed laugh.
Yeah, but I saved you from that zero-pointer.
I gotta admit, those... what? 30 seconds? Was a blur, Deku.
Her lips curved into a smile.
But I remember you. Clear as day, bright as the sun. When I saw you running towards me, I just thought, what is he doing here?
She laughed.
But... when I saw you jump high in the air and one-shot that robot, I felt... I don't know. I could only think about how you had saved me and that I wanted to save you too.
His face started to blush a deep red. Izuku also started to blush, but his lips also curled into a smile.
And you did. You saved me from being flat as a pancake. It still stings, by the way.
Izuku said, pointing to his cheek. Ochako giggled.
Yeah, sorry about that. But saving you is what got me such a high score for the test.
It's the same here,
Izuku said, now facing Ochako, his heart beating faster.
It looks like we're always saving each other, huh?
Ochako suddenly realized how close they were and blushed harder.
Yeah, like... when you save me from Toga.
Izuku leaned in just an inch closer.
Or when you saved me from thinking Deku was the name of a loser.
Ochako followed suit, leaning in just an inch closer.
Or when you saved me from being slashed by Shinso's attack.
Again, Izuku moved closer.
That same day when my quirk went out of control, you were the one that held on to me,
he said. Chako shifted again, even closer still.
I was so scared for you. Seeing you in pain like that, it shook me to my core, Deku. Ever since the day I met you, seeing you sacrifice your whole shot at your dream school just to save me, I just...
She looked up and realized that they were 1 inch away from each other. Both teams blushed the deepest red in the world. She felt his breath on her face, and he felt hers on his. They were close, closer than when they were at the restaurant. Izuku swore that he can feel her nose slightly tickle his. He'd been close to her before, but never this close. Ochako's heart beat faster and faster as the reality of the situation started to settle in. She's been denying her feelings for Izuku ever since she got her hero license. She felt that these feelings would slow her and Izuku down in their path to become heroes. However, even when she buried those feelings under 2,000 pounds of concrete, they'd always Delaware Detroit smash their way out. Izuku inspires her to become the best hero she can be, and the best Ochako Uraraka she can be. Ever since the day she met him, he was her hero. Izuku's face felt red hot as he noticed every detail of Ochako's face. Izuku was too shy to admit it, but he fell for Ochako the very first time he met her. When he tripped and she caught him, it was the first time in his life that somebody who wasn't named Mum, Dad, or All Might ever showed him kindness. He didn't laugh at him for tripping, she saved him from being laughed at. It also helped that he found her incredibly pretty. Throughout the school year, Izuku got more and more comfortable around her. He was able to talk to her without becoming a stuttering and blushing mess. However, there were times where she would just smile at him, and he'd immediately feel like a meteor smash was raining upon him. He knew she was something special. She made him feel not only confident, but also good about being Deku. Ever since the day he met her, she was his hero.
Ochako.
Izuku.
They both leaned in, to put away their past tension, to seal their feelings for each other. This was it. This was finally it. They closed their eyes, tilted their heads, and... A terrible sound was heard from the ocean as the pro hero Godzilla, King of the Monsters, was thrown from the blue water and landed right on top of Izuku and Ochako's picnic basket, covering them with sand. Another screech rang out as a giant lobster crawled onto the beach. It was Ibiro, the crustacean kaiju villain. Izuku and Ochako stood motionless, their eyes wide open. Sand covered them both head to toe, their moment ruined.
God damn it!
They cried in unison. When police arrived at the scene, the battle was already over. Ibiro laid there, unconscious, with cracks in his carapace, and his giant claw arm bent away it wasn't supposed to. A very pissed off Deku was standing to the side as Ochako gave the report to the police.
And finally, there needs to be 2 kaiju ALS rigs at the side of Dagobah Beach.
He was silent as he listened to the dispatch operator.
No, but we almost did though!
Finally done with the report, the chief of police, Satoshi, excused them. The sky was a deep dark blue as night had finally set in. Ochako looked to Izuku.
Wanna go to the gardens?
Izuku sighed.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go.
And so they did. The pair made it to the Mustafu Botanical Gardens, but the mood was shot. They walked side by side in silence, an arm's length apart. This date was supposed to be perfect. Weeks of planning gone down the drain for Izuku, and a year and a half of battling her emotions wasted for Ochako. But no, heroes never rest, do they? Whenever trouble showed, they had to respond. It was their job, and that was fine, but they wanted to enjoy each other's company. They found a small stream of water with a small bridge. The two of them stopped there and tried to relax. Ochako finally spoke up.
So, this is what hero life is like.
She hung her head. Izuku sighed.
I didn't know that it was gonna be this,
intrusive?
Yeah.
The pair sighed. Was romance worth it in the hero field? Were they truly compatible with each other? If they decided to go forward with this relationship, would they have to deal with this pull-and-push lifestyle every day? Drops of water plopped onto their heads.
Great,
Chaco said, frowning.
Rain!
The pair ran to the nearby gazebo as the rain came down. They made it and they started to lean on the rail of the said gazebo, looking out.
Well, at least it looks beautiful,
Izuku said.
Yeah, that's true.
More silence.
Hey, Deku?
Izuku gave a small sound in response.
Hmm?
Do you think this is how it's gonna be for us? Being heroes?
Izuku closed his eyes in thought and contemplated for a moment. He then opened his eyes and took a deep sigh.
Well, I think that it won't always be like this. There are quiet days and there are busy days. I guess today's just a really busy day. What a day to be busy, right?
He gave a weak laugh. Chaco smiled thinly.
Yeah, seriously.
The rain pattered on the roof of the structure.
I love fighting alongside you, though,
said Ochako. The world went silent yet again. However, this silence was different. Before it was as if the two just had earmuffs on. This time, it was as if they were deaf to the world around them. Izuku turned to face Ochako, who was standing close enough their arms brushed, and gazing at him. The darkness clouded his deep blush.
You do?
Ochako smiled.
Of course I do. Why wouldn't I love fighting alongside the man who inspires me to be the best hero around?
Izuku blinked slowly and smiled back.
I love fighting alongside you too. You using your quirk in creative and unique ways is just breathtaking to watch, Ochako. And you're the reason why I call myself Deku in the first place. I can't picture myself fighting battles without you.
It was her turn to blush a deep red.
Do you want to keep fighting alongside each other? Like...
Partners?
Suggested Izuku.
I had another term in mind, but yeah, that.
He said, leaning even closer. Before Izuku knew it, Ochako was practically in his arms. He looked down to her, and she looked up to him, and the world stood still yet again. He looked into her eyes, the girl who always had his back and always saved him when he needed it. She looked into his eyes, the boy who drove her to be the best she can be. They closed their eyes, tilted their heads, mouths open just a small amount, and then... contact. After everything that happened to them today, they finally kissed. The world around them disappeared, all that was left was each other. They broke the kiss.
Oh, Chaco, I...
Izuku was cut off by another kiss, this one deeper.
I know, Izuku. I do too,
she said when they broke apart. They engaged in yet another kiss, deaf to the world around them. Which was bad because of the man with the knife slowly approaching them.
Heh, easy picking. Better have some coin on him,
the thief muttered. Izuku and Ochako left the botanical gardens with spirits high. Even though the mugger tried to ruin their mood, they came out on top.
Yeah, one police squad car to the Mustafu Botanical Gardens, please, dispatch.
He went silent listening to the dispatch officer, smiling when he looked down at his hand entwined with Ochako's.
Yeah, everything went just right,
he said as he squeezed her hand. The now official couple smiled at each other and walked back to the UA dorms. It was 11 p.m. as they entered the dorms. The lights were off, and they walked silently as they could towards the elevator and pushed the button. They got in and the elevator started to ascend. It stopped at Achako's floor and they walked to her room. They stood hand in hand in front of the door.
See you tomorrow?
Izuku asked. Achako smiled.
Yeah, we'll walk together to class, okay?
Izuku smiled back.
I'm looking forward to it.
He gave her a small peck on the cheek.
Good night, Achako.
Achako beamed.
Good night, Izuku.
She gave him a quick peck on the cheek back. Yeah, the couple parted ways for now, but this was only the beginning of their lifelong journey together. Achako waited until Izuku texted he was in his dorm before going in, and stood outside smiling and giggling in the meantime. She did it. She finally did it. A whole year and a half of having this knot in her stomach bear down on her, and now she just felt so amazing. She got the text from Izuku and walked into her room, texting him sweet dreams, set her phone on her desk, and locked the door behind her. The events of the date played back in her head until the lights suddenly turned on and every girl in class 2A appeared, sitting in her room.
So, how did it go?
Asked Mina, coy grin curved onto her features. This question was asked to Izuku too, as he found every boy from class 2A waiting for him in his own room. Izuku and Achako blinked.
God damn it!
Heroes never rest indeed.